to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt, put men of God in jail, harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free. but we have ourselves to blame. For even now as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave?" God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Friday. It is the second day of February 2007. And I just got in the studio on a dead run. That's why you didn't hear my voice at the top of the program. We actually forego the break there, and we got to make that up on the commercial log. Having said all that, I have a guest today that was actually, this was kind of interesting. I'm driving through Austin listening to the radio, and I hear this Dr. Michael Cassell on with Dr. Bill Deagle. And we were just talking about, we have an environmental engineer here in the network. He was in here yesterday, and we were talking about different subjects. And we've got an environmental science scientist with us today. And I don't know much about this gentleman. I am going to have to ask him for his bio. As I said, folks, forgive me. I've been on a dead run all day today. As a matter of fact, during the course of this program, I'm going to strip out of this monkey suit I have on. So at any rate, without further ado, Dr. Michael Castle, good afternoon, doctor.
Yes, good afternoon, John.
Well, and how are you doing?
I'm very, very good. It's nice and cold in Ohio, and it's getting colder.
Well, you can keep that stuff up here. It's been cold down here in Texas. It's been amazing. A couple of weeks ago, everybody had the ice storm. It ain't too warm today. The sun finally came out again, and I think it might be 45 degrees out there right now.
Well, John, they pulled this Arctic mass down, and I use the word pulled because we've developed a system of finding out how they've done that by actually getting the South Jet to really, really go down south and pulled this thing all the way down. And of course, this morning in central Florida, you've seen the collision between the warm jet down there, and right. And what happened with this cold Arctic air mass that just happened to get there about that time.
Well, and it's fascinating because we're watching the effects of El Nino right now, and this is what actually happened down here in Texas and, well, all throughout the South with all these ice storms is we had El Nino coming up from the southwest, south-southwest. That was providing the moisture, and then we got one of these cold fronts that came down from our dear friends in Canada, and mm-hmm. then it was just absolutely ice heaven.
Well, again, the focus that I've been trying to portray is that of how they get that cold air all the way down there almost at will. And they do that with chemicals and HARP and are able to manipulate the jet stream by forming a vacuum underneath of it and pulling it. And when they pull the jet stream, they can just wind that thing up, looks like a snake. And they do that whatever they want just by manipulating the cold air that's coming off of what would be northwest from you.
Now, we have talked a lot in the past about the chemtrails. We've talked about weather modification. We've seen the government documents. We saw the agreement between the United States and Canada years ago on weather modifications. The public heard about acid rain and how the Canadians weren't really appreciating our industrial waste being spewed into the air and then dropping on their lakes and in their forest up there due to rainfall. But the public, by and large, is being fed this global warming thing. And I heard him last week come out and say from political sources, from supposed scientist and environmentalist and whatever, it's a done deal. 90% of them are agreeing that we have global warming, and the major part of that has been human participation in altering our environment.
And believe it or not, the entire chemtrails debacle, in fact, has done nothing more than enhance that global warming process. Now, just by the chemicals and the methodology that they've used.
Now, you being an environmental science scientist, you have to know about weather patterns and trends and weather history.
All the Coriolis forces, all the things that Mother Nature, in fact, had provided for the planet since the planet's been around, yeah, all those have been sidestepped, and they can manipulate any one of those factors because it's got nothing to do with natural Coriolis forces.
We are have become familiar, the general public out there, global warming and acid rain and all of these terms, but cyclically, we go into an ice age, what, approximately about every 90,000 years?
70 to 90, sure.
Okay, and are we getting ready to cycle back through one of those?
Well, actually, we are, and it's my opinion. It's my opinion. Dr. Edward Teller, in fact, had somewhat prophesied the same thing in the paper he wrote, that he, in fact, exposed the rest of the world to possibly using something that we call chemtrails to be able to do this. It will, in fact, cause the onset of the ice age by causing a reflectivity, a mass reflectivity of sunlight back up into outer space, which is what I believe the chemtrails, in fact, were supposed to do. But it's like 1%, and they handily take care of the low emissivity wavelength infrared by using something called a Welsbach refractory agent seeding. And these technologies are doing nothing more than supercooling the upper atmosphere. Why down here on the ground, we're being told and spoon-fed, and every single day globally, it's global warming. It's global warming. We are going into a cyclic phase of the Earth where it's very possible to have a the onset of an ice age. And listen, if one of these volcanoes takes off and finishes the process of putting almost aerosolized particulates up into the upper atmosphere again, which it will, yes, that would in fact be enough to be causative of the onset of an ice age. And it doesn't take much to think about, well, who would survive such a thing? Well, I guess we could talk about that, what ifs all day, but quite frankly, that's all it takes is another catastrophe, such as volcanism, to set this thing off and go over on the other side, because it's already present. The aerosolized heavy metal particulates and the reflectance that they use have vastly disturbed the natural wind patterns, the moisture patterns that flow across the surface of the Earth, and I'm talking just the atmosphere, not the oceans. And then all the things they put in the air, John, in fact, have groundfall. And that's the thing that I am speaking of, and the toxicology of those groundfalls as chemicals and biological agents. And it's just not a picture that most people want to accept, but then again, that's why I've written the papers that I have, and I put it in front of people and say, okay, here's references. You go check it out yourself and see what opinions you derive from that. If they don't believe that that could be possible, well, then that's fine. Have a nice day. But that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say these things are going on, and they need to be abated. They need to be stopped. These people need, and their crude chemistries and their crude methodologies, need to be scrutinized and looked at from a global perspective, quite frankly, and even pulling back in some technologies that can substitute for what they're doing right now. Yeah, I mean, if they, in fact, are absolutely positive that these things must continue, we must have mitigation of global warming so they don't affect climate change. All those things, I don't know about you, but my head starts spinning when I keep hearing somebody talk about that on and on and on and on.
Well, and we've been told that burning fossil fuels, even coal-fired plants with a new technology with the scrubbers on them, the exhaust emissions, all of these things are causing this global warming. And I remember years ago, there was campaigns about go plant a tree, because trees, they suck up the CO2, and what do they put out? They put out oxygen.
They're the largest living unit that sucks up CO2 and gives out oxygen.
So why would these people, when it's most important, and they know the importance of letting everybody know to, you know, put the greenery up there to hide the driveway that's amassing the heat and reflecting it back, why have they stopped promoting that?
Well, pick one. Pick a scenario that you think is maybe the goal of why they would in fact do anything with something called chemtrails. Actually, it's about weather manipulation in one sense. In another dark, sinister sense, it's about something else. I think you've heard of the word Morgellons.
Oh, yes.
Texas, it's synonymous. Florida, Texas, much of Arizona and the entire West Coast, all the way up and through Canada, they know what Morgellons disease is. And it, in fact, was born from a chemtrail. Actually, it's injected in situ into the atmosphere as a cationic polymer. But when this thing gets to the ground and absorbs into somebody's skin, because it's soluble in a form of isobutyric acid and saline, which is sweat. And when that diffuses into your body, it goes to the bloodstream, and it establishes itself into the joints. And this is not a Morgellons discussion, but however, it's a silica-based life form. I was stunned when I came across this, when I started researching Morgellons and the fibers themselves, the fibers disease. They've actually developed something that is a machine, but it's based on silica, not on carbon, and it has movement. So do you call that alive? Is that alive because it moves and can self-replicate itself? Well, isn't that reproduction? No, it's replication. This thing builds itself from the chemicals that are around it, in situ. So why would they have something like that? I don't know, but...
I actually had a friend of mine a very close friend of his had this. We did web searches on this. We turned this up. We started talking to doctors about this. And because it wasn't in the AMA journal, they said, well, no, this is ridiculous. There's no such thing such as this. So her health continued to deteriorate. And this woman, mind you, was so desperate. Her skin would crawl all the time. She would itch. She actually saw these fibers coming through her skin.
Yes.
So she got in a bathtub, poured straight bleach in it. She would try to kill this replicated organism.
Won't do it.
Exactly. So her health kept deteriorating. She went to a hospital. She picked up subsequent staph infections, and it killed her. She went into a coma, and she died.
And, you know, the post, let's just say if there would have been a viable autopsy performed on that person, bless her soul, if they would have looked at her brain, they would have probably, if she'd had this disease for any length of time, and it's only my opinion, I've not seen this, but based on its potential and how it replicates, and knowing that, in fact, what it replicates itself into from an artificial protein sense is a dendritic system. It's a dendrite. And the dendritic, in fact, to give you an idea of dendritic proteins or dendritic cellular mass, that's exactly what your brain is. That's exactly what your brain is. So you mean this thing can replicate itself? Yeah, it can mimic. It can mimic anything in the human body by being able to transmutate it genetically and build things. Boy, my bones and joints feel a little bit better now because, you know, this stuff must be like packing it in or something. You have no clue what you've got, and there's no one that knows, in fact, how to tell you to get rid of it. But it's just very unfortunate that this disease is out there, but it's been called by most professional doctors and or dermatologists. I guess they're in the realm of being in the same medical professional of some sort of calling this... delusional parasitosis. And you know, where's the world that they get that word? In other words, these people that claim that they have this are just crazy.
That's exactly what
they're
these
just crazy.
That's exactly what these doctors kept telling
them. CDC, in fact, has suggested the same thing and in fact said, well, this is just Lyme's disease. It's a syndrome that's caused by Lyme disease. Boy, when they get the word out to stick with one story, they sure do a good job because they've got no evidentiary whatsoever that this has got anything to do with that particular disease.
All right, we've got to take this break here, Doctor. And by the way, I appreciate you just did Dr. Bill's program.
Yeah, I had a really good time.
He's a very good man, a very bright man, and I appreciate you sticking around today to do my program. We'll take this break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
There must be some kind. All right, folks, we are back. We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. We'll field your questions and calls for Dr. Michael Castle. Michael, I wanted to ask you, because I just jumped right in the middle of this, and you've been talking about chemtrails for the last couple of hours. In your research, how long has this spraying been going on? What exactly does it contain, and who do you think is involved in this?
Okay, well, first of all, to answer the last question first, it is... Excuse me, a corporate military that is fed by federally approved contractors, and mean federal meaning it is in fact federal in the U.S. and or federal as far as global, because it does have a world connection. It is global, and again, these in fact one of the principal targets is in fact the foods and the food. This is a food weapon, by the way. In one sense, it's a food weapon. The chemicals that are in it, I was very descriptive as about what we did know that we could positively identify in the paper that I wrote that Dr. Bill Deagle talked about. He talked about the methodic demise of natural earth. That was the last paper I wrote. We're as descriptive as I can be based on what we have found to be in those. Morgellons takes on a different structure, and I would be very remiss if I didn't use the word nanotechnology. These have been positively identified as the Golden Heads nanotechnology, and I believe, in my opinion, it actually goes through stages that biological life forms go through, such as pupae. And by the way, and you're in Texas, so you know that's called the webs, the spider webs that float in the air and get on everything, and they just sort of disappear. Those are the blues and or the red webs, and those are dispensed and deployed, and they have some very, very funky chemistry because they, in fact, I believe they're, and some other people, in fact, that have looked at the same thing were as astonished as I was because this is the first example of what I called a silica-based life form. These are machines. But they, in fact, are based on silica, not carbon. And they do things that none of us have any idea. If this is unintended consequences, such as Morgellons, I'll never believe that in another 100 years. There is no such thing as unintended consequences, just consequences. And the consequences of Morgellons is the fact that this is a contagious cancer. This is a cancer that actually absorbs into your body and mutates everything. As opposed to the chemical getting into the body and causing ionic disruption and mutating, and in fact having cellular mutation and growth, and that's the cancer. This comes into your body, either by what you eat, breathe, and or into your skin. So, again, who is causing this and why? There is many books here, John, that could be written about who these people are, but we know who they are. We know that they are embedded in many of the U.S. agencies, such as the EPA, the NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, the Air Force, the National Atmospheric Testing Laboratory in Wright-Patterson in Dayton, Ohio. These people are embedded, and they know, for the most part, what some of these things are. I was sent 15 U.S. patents by somebody from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base because they had heard my appeal when we went to a chemtrails protest back in the year 2002, and I stood there at a podium with all kinds of patrol and MPs and everything right on the other side of the gate. We were at 12A, and in fact, they did not really want me to say, or Cliff Carnicom, what we were in fact doing. We were protesting this because, and my appeal from that podium was to those people that worked in the National Atmospheric Lab, only to because they were on the did-not-need-to-know list because their children and themselves, their environment, in fact, is as well contaminated with these technologies and chemicals as everybody else's. But they weren't told that. Well, that got through. They did suspect that somebody, in fact, did not tell them something when they asked direct questions, and they were told not to talk about it. Well, they sent these through another avenue, and I got those patents, and all it done was verified what I'd already found. Myself and Cliff Carnicom and Lori Kramer and Ghost Wolf and a number of other people out here. And I've always called this, proceeding on this as I'm coming from nothing more than just straight belligerent courage because they go after you. They hack your computer. They tap your phone. I mean, and it just never ends. But then again, well, all I'm doing, I just keep saying the same thing, and it's based on what I found, and then I put it in front of people if they want to look at it so they can track to where I got this from, make their own decision on what they think about that particular thing. But this thing here is really, it's impacting our environment more than anything that this world, this planet, this globe has ever known.
We're coming up on a break here in just a few minutes. And again, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. We are live today, just so you don't think this is a tape program. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with my guest today, Dr. Michael Castle. We're talking about a broad range of subjects. We're talking about Morgellons. We're talking about chemtrails, the origins of it, who's involved. And I wonder if they think they're doing this benevolently. I'll ask the good doctor that question when we get right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
How's this for being prepared for a program? I do not know how to spell my guest's name. I do not know his website. So, doctor, I literally came in here. I was even late for my own program today. Could you please give the spelling of your last name, doctor,
Okay. And sure. Also
your website?
Okay. The website, I took my website down a number of years ago because it was nothing more than I have a number of different technologies that I developed throughout the years, John. Sustainable technologies, recycled things, and I do a lot of that. I've got a number of them, and the only thing that I accomplished by putting a website up is people would steal stuff from me.
So right.
I just left that go, and I network through the World Natural Health Organization and through a number of entities from somebody called Shoshana Allison, and and then the Carnicoms, and then the websites for chemtrails and so on and so forth. So I'm around, but I just don't have my own website anymore for more than one reason.
I understand.
I'm thinking about doing something like that, though. Now, the spelling of my name is just like King Richard's Castle. It's the easiest way you can think of how to spell castle, C-A-S-T-L-E.
Okay. I appreciate that very much. It's a lot of talk show hosts don't like to admit they like to flub their way through things. And, well, I'm honest. I'll tell you.
Well, I heard you say Cassell, and I'm thinking, well, that's close.
That's close, but no cigar. When I was in the military in boot camp, I was either Stuckmuller or Studmiller or something like that. They always butchered my name. At any rate, back on subject here. Did you answer my question, by the way, as to how long this has been going on?
Ever since we've got documented evidence going to, of all places, Texas, to 1991 and operations. There was something called Cloverleaf. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yes.
And actually, that was more CIA than anything. That was more of the plumbing. It goes even further back than that, but let's just talk about the theater that we've described as the chemtrails debacle of the close to the end of, the, of our century. That goes to 1992-93, and actually Bill Clinton, in fact, signed the executive order that launched the funds that were needed, and you have to have an NSA clearance to get into the budget section of that executive order, which contains who all the participants, the federally approved contractors, and the unbelievable amounts of monies that were funded to do this. That's where it started. One of the things that Texas was hit with, and I'm as positive as anybody in this particular sense, and I do know this, I've seen where you had drought inducement beginning in the early 90s, and it ran just literally thousands of independent farmers out of business in Texas. Not, states also besides Texas, but let's just talk about Texas. Those properties were sold on as stress-valued properties at auctions for pennies on their dollars of their worth. All those properties, virtually all of them, were bought up by huge international food conglomerates. They only raise genetically mutated foodstuffs. That is still, to this day, what they do. The majority of the ownership of the properties goes to who knows. I mean, if you can track one of those to something, but it is international foodstuffs. By the way, they don't take any money from USDA as far as, subsidies and stuff like that. They're just kind of like doing their thing, and they don't employ a lot of people, but they're generating most all the foodstuffs that we have. Those foodstuffs, and I was talking with Dr. Deagle about this, you can't get any nutrients from that. You're going to be nutrient starved just by eating the same thing that you think's corn, but it's not really corn. At least the body, your body doesn't think it's corn because it doesn't digest it from the nutrient standpoint as corn. However, these just alone in the weather modification sense, I've always called it manipulation, not modification. You can induce drought. We found the patents for that. We've seen the deployment of that. There's been evidence collected on the ground of these chemicals and these chemistries. Yes, it's all there. That it's very positive. They're doing the same thing in Australia. So when you look at it from that perspective, you mean they would go this far and not have any concern whatsoever. Isn't that illegal? No. There's no laws prohibiting any of this at all, except the laws that have always been on the book coming from 1972, which is an environmental treaty, global environmental treaty. Well, that's been pegged a long time ago. They don't care about those types of things. Nobody's watching. These are federally approved contractors, $200 million and up contracts, and nobody knows who they are. It's the same people that purchase $50,000 per item hammers.
Right.
So it, you know, and it doesn't go into the UFO thing either. I've always steered clear of this, that discussion, because if this has got anything to do with that, well, that's none of my business. I'm talking about what's going on right now with the world that I can see.
And what we need to really stick to. I mean, it's nice for parlor room games and telling ghost stories and talking about UFOs, but I'm going to tell you something. We live in a very, very large universe. The chances that we have been visited before, I'm not too sure about that. But if we were visited before, then they know what we're about. And I don't know if I'd want to hang around too long. You know, so I mean, and that gets people, I mean, it turns into kind of an X-File kind of thing, and it really derides the honest hard work by many people out there, because everybody wants to, you know, switch tracks and combine and recombine, and, well, does it have anything to do with this? I like to stick to the facts and what's provable,
right,
and leave the rest to speculation, and I have a tendency, right, not to speculate like that.
Right. Right. No, and the things that we did find, John, are not based on speculation. It's based on what we found to be true in their own patents, and information from people who are mechanics with airlines, and they've got these strange configurations in certain types of Boeing aircraft that's got four tanks on it, and the fourth tank, the third and fourth tank are the only tanks that are, in fact, taken care of by just one contractor, and these people seem to be at every port of entry that there is, but they're vacuum systems, and they in fact are nothing more than airlifted fluidized bed systems that are using a powder coating technology to dispense these things in very, very large trails, and as soon as they exit the aircraft, they start reacting with the atmosphere in some way. So we found all those things. We've seen their deployment characteristics, how they do these things, where they do these things. Some of these are done by pilotless aircraft. They've developed the UAV to a point where these things will plow the lower 40, so to speak, and never ask for a break. They've become very, very... By the way, which was developed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. All the UAV principal technologies were developed there. So they do things very, very well, but they use extremely crude, toxic technology because it all falls back to the ground.
There's something that I wanted to ask you here on the aspects of the geoengineering. I guess that's the best way to describe
okay.
this. You had another description, but... I'm seeing and reading a lot of things that they're talking about, the reforestation projects, the greening of the deserts, creation of algae lakes to convert the CO2 to oxygen. They call it sequestering of CO2 in deep ocean trenches as dry ice slurries. They talk about dust and soot delivered into high atmosphere with high-altitude balloons and large guns. Aluminum powder, as we have talked about many times in this program, and barium oxide is sprayed into that troposphere by commercial and private aircraft to increase the planetary cloud cover. But here's my question. Now, we all know, especially you folks up north, when you have a cold front moving in, that's high pressure. Generally, you don't have cloud cover. And at night, that heat evaporates or radiates back into space rather rapidly. Everybody knows that if you have a cloud cover, things stay warmer.
Right.
What are they doing with this oxide and all the stuff that they're spraying in the atmosphere if we're supposed to have global warming and are actually trapping the heat to close to the Earth?
Just the specific heat of certain barium compounds alone, when they get wet, will indicate that it's a higher heat value. Just that alone. So just by putting some of these chemtrails technologies or dispensing them or deploying them into the stratosphere will, and some of these technologies are transparent, by the way, virtually semi-transparent or translucent. You can look right through them and see the moon, but you've got these things that, oh, that gribby halo, those are ice crystals. Those are ice crystals. Well, yeah, they're barium ice crystals.
Mm-hmm. That's not a natural phenomenon when you look up and you see that ghosting circle around the moon?
No, that is not a natural phenomenon. When you have it so many times within a certain month that, well, there's not enough moisture in the upper atmosphere, that is a very dry, high-pressure cell that's moving through there, cold, dry air, and it goes all the way up. But then it's got ice crystals up in the high stratosphere that creates this halo effect. No, those are barium crystals. Those are barium laden ice crystals, and well, they've got a very unique interferometry, if you want to look at it like that. But these deployment, actually most of it are done before the sun comes up, between the hours of 3 and 5 in the morning, a lot of places, and they're done at altitudes above commercial aircraft by federally approved contractors. They are tracked completely by satellite. The commercial aircraft dispensement of these materials comes from the engines themselves, and they are slaved into the aircraft itself. The pilot on board does not even know that he's dispensing something through the exhaust of that aircraft.
Now, is it actually mixed with the fuel, or what's the dispersal?
Yeah, it's in dispersed into the fuel in some cases.
All right.
And when that's turned on, it's done by a satellite that is slaved into the dispensement system, which mixes, that allows us to, for instance, put out the day parasols. I don't know if you've heard that particular...
No, I have not.
Okay, day parasol. They'll put a large streamer into an area that has sunlight, that is predominantly prevailing sunlight, is going to hit a particular metropolitan area or at a certain time of the day. And that will work with the prevailing winds to actually deflect a lot of the UV back up into space from that chemtrail, but in the form of a high-altitude reflectant or a day parasol. And we see that them do that all the time. Well, is that bad? I mean, gee, you know, we don't need all that UV, do we? No, the point is there something that they know about that UV that we don't? Well, I know that they punch massive holes in it using harps. I've known that years ago. Then they, in fact, try to repair their own hole, make reparations by using a selenium compound mixed with a hydrocarbon dispensed at high altitude, and that forms ozone in situ at that high altitude, just like a hydrocarbon unburnt gasoline forms the same thing at ground level, which is called smog and ozone. But they're trying to patch these massive holes that they punched into it using the harps itself. All these, in fact, are becoming very mature technologies because they use more than just harps anymore to manipulate the weather. They use GWEN, which is actually a ground wave itself. But the and as you can see, John, this could go all over the place as far as keeping track of the discussion, because it is prevalent. Every single day, somebody is, in fact, knowingly or unbeknowingly, dispensing these because somebody else has got their finger on the button on whether or not they want that done.
Well, now, I have seen satellite photographs, especially the United States, and I have seen just absolutely massive spraying patterns over major cities and a lot of instances covering entire states. I remember looking at the satellite photos one day, and I was looking at Florida. Florida and most of the Gulf down there was just engulfed with spraying. California,
yes.
The Southwest, South and Southwest here. I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around this. That is this, as they think of as a benevolent move, this is something that's going to benefit mankind and Earth species alike?
If you subscribe to something that Dr. Deagle subscribes to, which I do too, I give it part of that, this is a form of populist control. It's whether or not you believe it's going to be acute or chronic. Is it going to be fast or slow? In the case of the chemtrails and the spraying of these, and there's so many of them. If you read my paper sometime, you'll see that we segregate these as much as we can based on the information and the knowledge we have. There's many reasons why they would do that. But why would you, in fact, plaster an entire Southern California just after Al Gore leaves? And I seen a satellite photograph, and it was just like, my goodness. I mean, they just rip the skies. I mean, they rip the skies. They paint the skies. And you're looking at this from a satellite, and you see that transition in from a clear day into nothing more than high VFR, obscure obscuration and cloud cover. There's somebody else that was in Texas, and she's still there. She's from Houston. Her name is Lori Kramer, Chemtrails Tracking USA. She was part of the development of that site back in the year 2000. I met her. She's a trooper. She's a general, actually, in this chemtrails war, if you will. And she's been there all this time. She's still there. She's done a lot of study of that particular phenomena that you're speaking of,
mm-hmm.
Over certain cities, because, man, they've been flooded how many times in Houston with deluge floods, and then positive hits on the chemicals that have been identified all along the way as being those that were in chemtrails, weather manipulation. If I remember correctly, just a year ago, Houston just about floated away, if I'm not mistaken. But they can do anything they want, and no one but them knows, in fact, why they're doing this. Why are they doing this? Oh, they've done it in Texas because of maybe somebody, I don't know. So it you can just take it any way you want, but there's a whole lot of inferences. All I want is for them to stop what they're doing.
Yeah, they've been doing it for...
I don't care why they're doing it. I just want them to stop.
They've been doing it for 15 years plus. Okay, we'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. We'll roll your calls when we return with my guest today, very good gentleman, knows his stuff, Dr. Michael Castle. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Let's go to the phones with my guest today, Dr. Castle, Walton, Arizona. Hello, Walt.
And Dr. Capel. I want to throw some things on the table from my own observations here in southeastern Arizona. Mm-hmm. I talked to a man years ago who participated in silver iodine experiments on the local mountains. That was in the early 50s. So the experiments were begun at that time, or possibly even before then. Further, American Sunbeam newspaper, agricultural paper, and Acres USA had any number of articles by meteorologists and others on this same topic of the spraying and cloud seeding. I have seen it happen in my area, where they would fly across this big, broad valley, turn around and reverse and do it several times until they ran out of their silver iodine equipment they had on board. Apparently, it was a double stream from each side under the wings, and silver iodine in those early days was being sprayed into the atmosphere. Are you aware of that, Doctor?
Right. Yes. Silver iodide was one of the more principal primordial technologies that they used to cause rain or precipitation events of some sort. And a lot of times, a lot of the counties got involved, you know. Today, they have modified their technologies. They've went more to a more toxic technology than silver iodide, which is ethylene dibromide, used with cadmium and a couple of other, actually, they're using a glycol. And these, in fact, will make it rain like you would not believe, as long as the seeding process has taken place prior to them dispensing the ethylene dibromide into the atmosphere. And it just rips these high moisture-laden areas, just rips them open with water, causing rain, actually, by being hygroscopic and then actually being able to manipulate that hygroscopicity of the barium chemistry or whatever they may be using to attract the moisture and keep it in the form of a hydroxide suspended in the air. And, in fact, completely change its balance and getting it to form a very tight crystal nuclei and rain. So, yeah, and by the way, that rain is about as toxic and as you can possibly imagine just from the ethylene dibromide.
I see. Well, I have observed it through the years, and no doubt they've changed the character of the spraying. In my particular case, I had a Heathkit barometric system with a very sensitive barometer with 30 at the very top. And I have noticed in one case where they were able to depress the barometer one-tenth of an inch and within 4 hours after having sprayed. So it doesn't produce much rain in this part of the country, but it may be very effective in changing the barometric patterns and manipulating weather fronts around. What do you think on that topic?
I think you're absolutely right.
All right. Well, that's my contribution for now.
Thank you.
And, of course, Krakatoa a while back really gave a chill to the earth for a couple of years after it went off.
That's right.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Walt. Okay, we'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. We've got a few lines open. You want to join us in on this discussion talking about chemtrails, folks, its origins, what it's there for, and who's involved, the subsequent health problems. We haven't even really got into that in depth. We'll talk more about that with my guest today. Very appreciative of him hanging around another couple of hours, Dr. Michael Castle. We'll be right back.